Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Hey everyone, feeling a little out of the loop on what the kids are up to these days.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in our own worlds.
Right. Well, we're taking a deep dive into what's going on in The Juice.
That app designed for kids.
It's kind of like our cheat sheet to see what young minds are learning about today.
And we've got a pretty wild mix today.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, we've got a real-life bee hero, a record-breaking baseball contract.
Ooh, money.
We've got some mind-boosting music.
Love it.
Some international election drama. Amazing space discoveries.
Always down for some space stock.
And even the complicated situation over in Syria.
Okay, a little bit of everything.
Buckle up.
All right, let's do it. First up, a story about Alfredo Santiago from Lima, Peru.
Now, he's not just a beekeeper.
No.
He's a bee rescuer.
Okay, that's even cooler.
Right. And the coolest part is the scale of his operation.
How so?
Well, he's got like 400,000 bees on his patio.
Oh, on his patio.
Yeah, at any given time. He relocates threatened colonies, you know?
Yeah.
And he saved about 4 million bees.
Yeah. Since when?
Since 2020.
Wow, that's dedication.
Talk about a bee lover.
Yeah, seriously. The story asks a good question, too. It's like, what makes people want to help others?
Even when it's a ton of work.
Yeah. Like, what motivates people to make a difference?
Totally. You know, this could be a cool moment to talk with your kids about.
About what?
About their own experiences. Like, when they help someone.
Yeah, or maybe someone they look up to who's doing good stuff.
Exactly. Someone making a difference.
Speaking of making a difference, or at least making headlines.
Oh, yeah.
This next story is about a baseball contract.
Okay.
And it's making waves.
Lay it on me.
The New York Mets just signed Juan Soto for 15 years.
15 years, that's a long time.
It is, and for $765 million.
Whoa, hold on, how much?
$765 million.
Okay, that's like...
I know, right? More than some small countries, probably.
It is, and it's the biggest deal in sports history.
Wow, that's crazy.
This is big. This is bigger than baseball.
What do you mean?
This could change how players are valued and paid.
Across all sports.
Yeah, think about it. The ripple effect.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, right? With that much money...
Oh, yeah.
What kind of pressure does that put on the player?
Definitely.
And what about the team? What are their expectations?
High, I would say very high.
Right. It's a good chance to get kids thinking about money.
And the world of sports.
Yeah, maybe even talk about, like, financial responsibility.
Good one.
Mm.
Okay, now for something totally different.
Hit me.
We have a quote from singer, actor, and comedian Jamie Foxx.
Okay, love him. What'd he say?
He's talking about music education. He says that even though it can be, you know, a little tedious.
Yeah, practicing can be a drag.
But it makes you smarter.
I bet a lot of parents can relate to that.
Totally. You know, Fox's success in, well, so many creative fields.
He does do it all.
It really shows his point.
Yeah, for sure. This could be fun. Ask the kids if they know.
Any of his songs.
Yeah, or movies.
That's a good way to make it personal.
I like that. It's also a good time to talk about how music makes you smarter.
Like, for real.
Right. There's studies that show it helps with memory, concentration, even math skills.
It's not just about being a musician.
Right. It's those skills.
Yeah. They're valuable in so many ways.
Totally. Okay. Let's switch gears again.
Where are we going?
To Romania. Things are getting a little intense over there.
What happened?
So the High Court just canceled the election.
Whoa. Seriously?
Yeah. Just a few days before the final vote.
That's wild. What's going on?
They're concerned about, well... Russia, trying to influence the election, you know.
To get who elected?
A pro-Russia leader.
I see.
The stakes are high.
Definitely. What could that mean?
Well, if Romania sides with Russia.
It's the European
Union and NATO.
Oh, that could be a problem.
It could cause some serious tension.
Yikes.
It's a reminder that fair elections are super important.
And that we need to be aware of, like, outside forces trying to mess with them.
Totally. It makes you think, you know, how do we even know what information is reliable these days?
Especially online.
Right. It's a good chance to talk to kids about being critical thinkers.
Oh, yeah. How to be savvy about the news.
Especially, like you said, online.
Couldn't agree more.
All right. From politics to space.
My favorite combo.
The next story is about the Sombrero Galaxy.
Ooh, I've heard of that one.
And the James Webb Space Telescope is giving us a brand new view of it.
I love that telescope.
It's amazing. It can see in infrared light, so it can see through stuff that normally blocks our view.
Well, like gas and dust.
Exactly. And guess what?
What?
The galaxy's central disk, it's way flatter than we thought.
So not really a sombrero.
Not so much.
Yeah.
But that's not even the coolest part.
There's more.
They found a supermassive black hole.
Whoa, where?
Right at the galaxy center.
Black holes, so mysterious.
Right. And it's surrounded by thousands of these ancient star clusters called globular clusters.
Globular cluster.
Yeah, it's like peeking into the universe's past.
I love that. This story is going to make kids ask some really cool questions.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
About black holes, how the telescope works. What else is out there?
Definitely. It's all about nurturing that sense of wonder.
Couldn't agree more.
Okay, last story for this part of our deep dive.
Let's hear it.
We're going to Syria, which is, well, things are pretty uncertain there right now.
Uncertain how?
Well, the Assad regime was overthrown.
Oh, right.
And there's a lot of uncertainty about who's going to form the new government.
I see.
You've got groups like HTS.
HTS?
Yeah. And their leader, Abu Muhammad al-Jilani.
Okay.
They're all trying to get power.
So it's like a power struggle.
Yeah, and it's not a simple situation, you know?
How so?
Al-Jilani, he's got a complicated past.
Like what?
He's been linked to al-Qaeda before.
Oh, wow.
But now he's trying to make himself look more moderate.
Hmm. Trying to change his image.
Exactly.
Huh.
And on top of all that...
What else?
The U.S. and Israel are launching airstrikes.
Within Syria?
Yeah.
Who are they targeting?
Well, the U.S. is going after terrorist groups. And Israel is trying to prevent chemical weapons from being used.
I see.
It makes you think, though, right?
About what?
What role should other countries play in situations like this?
It's a tough question.
It is. How much should they get involved in building a new government?
And what could happen as a result?
Yeah, good and bad consequences.
It's a lot to think about.
It is, even for adults.
Definitely.
But it's important for kids to start learning about these things.
These complicated world issues.
Yeah. It's a chance to talk about the challenges of rebuilding a country.
After all that conflict.
Yeah, and how hard it is to find peaceful solutions.
When so many different groups want power.
Exactly.
It's definitely not easy.
Nope. That's a wrap on our deep dive into the stories that are shaping young minds today.
We hope you learned something new.
That you'll keep exploring the world with the kids in your life.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.